Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, and that is mainly what we'll be doing here. But that may change over time. Now let's get into what we'll be reading today. If you happen to have the book we are reading, feel free to go grab it and read along.
What's that chicken on the back?
I don't know. We have to read the story and find out. This is called Joseph Had a Little Overcoat by Sims Tabak. A little overcoat. Okay. Ready? Joseph had a little overcoat. It was old and worn. So he made a jacket out of it and went to the fair. Joseph had a little jacket. It got old and worn. So he made a vest out of it and danced at his nephew's wedding. You see him dancing? Look at that. Joseph had a little vest. It got old and worn. Who was that looking through his window? Let's find out. So he made a scarf out of it and sang in the men's chorus. La, 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 la. Joseph had a little scarf. It got old and worn. So he made a necktie out of it and went to visit his married sister in the city. Joseph had a little necktie. It got old and worn.
Why is that old?
His tie got old. So he made a little handkerchief out of it and drank a glass of hot tea with lemon.
We're old.
They're talking about his scarf, and then he made a handkerchief. Joseph had a little handkerchief. It got old and worn. So he made a button out of it and used it to fasten his suspenders.
What happened to me?
Those are called knee patches. People use them to fix holes in their pants. Joseph had a little button, but one day, he lost it. Now he had nothing. Oh no. What happened to his button? So Joseph made a book about it.
I'm looking for the button.
We're going to read what happened. So Joseph made a book out of it, which shows you can always make something out of nothing. That's a cow, a horse, some chickens, and a dog. And a cat sleeping on the floor. Dear readers, as a child, I had a favorite song, a Yiddish folk song called I Had a Little Overcoat. Many years ago, I adopted that song to make a book, and I called it Joseph Had a Little Overcoat. So people noticed that Joseph looked a lot like me. Now you know that no artist is ever satisfied with his work, but usually we don't get to do it over. So I am particularly happy to be publishing this newly illustrated version of Joseph. I hope that all of you who wrote to me about the early version will take this one to your hearts. That would prove that you can always make something out of nothing over and over again. The end.
One more time.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.